Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter Babu Fadli Qira'at al-Qur'ani, the chapter of the virtues of making tilawat of Qur'an Sharif. So today's hadith, An Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma anin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, La hasada illa fithnatain, rajulun atahu Allah al-Qur'an, fahuwa yaqumu bihi ana al-layli wa ana al-nahar. ورجل آتاه الله مالا فهو ينفقه آناء الليل وآناء النهار متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that envy is not lawful except with regards to two people. This word that's used is envy, used hasad. Ulama explain what is meant by it, is meant ghibta. Hasad is a quality, such a quality that you desire, person is jealous, he's envious, he desires that he has something of the next person, together with the next person losing what he has. In other words, he desires that that person loses that ni'mah, that benefit that Allah Ta'ala has given him of some item, whether it be his house, whether it be his car, whether it be his children, whether it be his popularity, whatever it is, but you're desiring that he loses that thing. So you're envious of him, you're jealous of him, and you're desiring that for yourself. And this in Islam is not allowed under all circumstances. This jealousy of this type is not allowed. What is allowed is something known as ghibta. Ghibta means that you're desirous of having what the next man has without you desiring that he loses it. So you're desiring, for example, he got a certain type of car. Ulama explained with regards to things of the dunya, it is mubah, it's permissible. But the better thing is not to desire it. However, when it comes to things of akhirat, this is actually something that is recommended. Person is reading a lot of salat, so you desire that you be like him. You desire that Allah gives you the tawfiq also of reading a lot of salat. He's reading a lot of Quran Sharif, you also start desiring that you read a lot of Quran Sharif. So when it comes to worldly matters, it is permissible, however not recommended, that you desire what the next man has, but you're not desiring that he loses it. So you're just looking at that person and say, how nice if I had a car like that. Permissible, not recommended, that you're looking at what Allah Ta'ala has given the next person. However, it is permissible. But when it comes to things of the deen, things of akhirat, then it is encouraged to look at people that are higher than us and desire that we have them. Not that we're desiring that they lose those qualities, but we're desiring how nice if I could have that quality. This man is fasting every Monday, every Thursday he's fasting. He's fasting in the middle of the month. How nice if I can have that quality of his that he fasts. Look how long he reads his tahajjud salat. Look how much of time he spends in dua. How nice if I can get that. He's always smiling. He's always good. He has a good character. He has a good countenance. How nice if I can have that quality also. So you're not desiring him losing it, but you're also desiring some good quality, some good action, some good deeny thing you're desiring. Now this is known as ghibta. So yeah, ghibta is permissible as I explained. With worldly things, it is permissible, not recommended, but things of the akhirat, it is something that's recommended. So this is what this hadith is speaking about. When we're translating it loosely as envy, understand it in this context. That you're not desiring the person loses it, but we're desiring how nice if we can have that quality. So envy is not lawful except with regards to two people. A person to whom Allah Ta'ala taught the Quran Sharif, and he spends it day and night. Day and night this person is making tilawat of Quran, he's practicing on Quran. He's following the Quran. In other words, he's a man of Quran Sharif. Day and night, he's learned the Quran and he's continuously practicing upon the Quran Sharif. Now we should desire, how nice if we can also be a person of Quran Sharif. And the next is, a person to whom Allah Ta'ala gave wealth and he spends it day and night. How nice this man has got wealth, Allah Ta'ala has blessed him and he's spending day and night. How nice also if I can have wealth, so I can also spend day and night. Not that a person is desiring wealth, he's desiring this quality of spending day and night. It doesn't mean that a person can't spend if he's got a little bit. According to his means, he spends. But when he's looking at that wealthy person, the way he's dishing out here, this masjid, this project, this, that, he's desiring in his heart that if I had that also, I would also do in this manner. So this is permissible. This is something that is recommended. Two things specifically is mentioned here. One is tilawat of Quran and one is spending, to highlight the importance of these two things. Ulama explained there are two other things to keep in mind. One is a person making shukr for what Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with. Shukr is where a person remembers the ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given him. So Allah, you have given me eyes, you have given me a body, you have given me a heart, you have given me functioning legs and hands. Some people don't have hands, some people don't have legs. Some people can't speak. There are people in a hospital, they're bedridden, they can't move, immobile. I got so many ni'mat. So a person looks at the ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given him and he makes shukr for. This is known as shukr, where a person is thankful for the ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given him. There isn't any person in the world that has got everything, and there isn't any person in the world that has got nothing. Everyone has got something. Everyone has got, according to the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his knowledge. So this is known as shukr. Person looks at all the ni'mat that Allah has given him and he's thankful. Even if he has to eat some chutney with a small piece of roti, he looks at that chutney and he says, oh Allah, you've given me this chutney. Inside this chutney has got some dhania, it's got some pudina, it's got some salt, it's got some tomatoes. This roti has got flour. So much of ni'mat you've bestowed me. A person is looking at that and he's thanking Allah and he's eating with relish. This is called shukr. But there's another thing that's called shikwa. Shikwa is where a person looks at what he doesn't have and he starts speaking about it. Yeah, but I don't have this and I don't have that. And how nice if I had a building and how in an overseas investment and how nice if I had this. A person speaks about what he doesn't have. This is known as shikwa. This is known as a complaint. The person is complaining now. He's being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we should get out of our lives completely. Ulama give an example that if a person has got in front of him roast chicken, he's got in front of him mutton, he's got biryani, he's got plow, he's got the salads, he's got the achars, he's got the papers, he's got everything in front of him, but he's got this quality of shikwa in him. What he'll do, he says, but where is the fish? There's no fish here. So he'll look to see what's not there and then he'll start speaking about that. And that is a very dangerous quality for us to have. Good qualities, look what Allah has blessed us with. Be grateful, be happy about that. Don't look what we don't have. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Quality of shukr is a very, very, very important thing to bring in our life. So keeping this hadith in mind, when we look at those two people also and we desire to have it, simultaneously we don't make na shukrani to Allah for what we don't have. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله